Welcome. Parsha Kedoshim, in Perikov Pasuk Yudchet, the Torah tells us that if a man sleeps with a woman who is Nida, Visha Sherish Kavet Isha Dava, so the punishment is they both get Kari, Nichretu Shneim, and Karamama. So the Chofetz Chaim offers two interesting mashals to explain this concept. He says, not to explain the concept, but to bring it to reality. He says, imagine that you're at an inn, a hotel, anywhere where there's a kitchen preparing the food for you. And you look through the doors into the kitchen, and you see somebody spike the food with poison. You know it's poison. You see the big container and the skull and crossbones on it, and you see him pour it into the pot. So I don't know why you didn't tell anybody, but now you're at the meal. And they come out and serve this dish. So you start warning everybody, hey, nobody eat this. I was looking in the kitchen before, and they put in poison. But everybody around you already has started drinking and in a playful mood. So what do? They laugh at you. They mock you. Ah, you must be joking. Don't worry, everything's fine. Everybody keeps eating and drinking. And not only that, they decide to offer you a plate of this dish. What are the odds you would eat some of it? You saw the guy put poison in this pot. You're sure of it. So why would you eat it? You wouldn't even touch it for a second. You wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, this action, nida, is something dangerous. Nichratu anafasha ra'osa mikarev amam. It's poison. So why would you listen to everybody else who tells you, that's old-fashioned, that's archaic, that doesn't apply now, none of that matters, all the arayos, this one doesn't apply, that one doesn't apply, that was for the old society, things are different now. Why would you listen to foolish banter like that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you this is poison. And Chafetz Chaim says, okay, but you know, nobody wants to look like a fool and be different and mocked and derided for his beliefs. So he says, okay, imagine there's a fire in your home, Chas HaShalom. So somebody comes and knocks on your window and wakes you up and says, get out, there's a fire. So would you go, wait a minute, I'm not dressed, so everybody's going to see my underwear or my pajamas. So give me a few minutes to find some clothing. So if you did that, you would be foolish. What? You're risking your life. So, okay, so you go outside, and they'll see your pajamas. They'll see, you know, you're not dressed. What are you supposed to be in the middle of the night? There's a fire. So you go outside, and you save your life. So understand, realize, everyone will see you undressed. Everyone will see something that will make you be willing to be mocked. And but the point is that you saved your life. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, Nida, Arayos, this is an Esh. It's a fire. Get out of the way. Better to be called a Shota. Better to have everyone laugh at you and point at you and mock you and deride you and make fun of you and call you old-fashioned and archaic than to be burnt by this fire, than to partake of this poison. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says, v'nichratu. V'nichratu anefashin osa mikar v'amam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this gets karet. This action is not a good thing to do. It is poison. It is fire. Stay away from it the way you would put it, stay away from poison or stay away from fire. That those two mashalim combined explain is how the Chafetz Chaim brings these yisurim to life. Because Parsha Kedoshim, v'ish asher yishgav v'ish adava. So, okay, it's our nida. The Torah is telling us, you'll be cut off. Understand what cut off is. It's as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here telling you, stay away from this, it's poison. Stay away from this, it's hot. Stay, sakanat hashmal, sakanat mavet. Just like on everything that we have in our lives that's dangerous, and you need 20 labels and warnings say, stay away from it, don't touch it. Here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself telling you, stay away from this. It's poison, it's dangerous, it's fire. Don't go near it. And that is the lesson to be learned from this pasuk in Kedoshim.